Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together we are going to explore creative ways to manage your mindset and your energy so you can create an epic life and business. And today I'm super excited to bring this guest to you. I've never heard of the digital nomad, so I'm going to ask her to touch on that for just a moment. And tell us a little bit about some strategies that are going to bring us forward in our businesses. Erica Duran is a freedom business model mentor, luxury lifestyle designer, digital marketing expert, and minimalist. She gives expert guidance, support, and accountability to service-based entrepreneurs so that they can build a business doing what they love and work from anywhere, earning a consistent 5 to 20K plus per month. She founded Googlebait and Leadbait.co to help her clients outsource some of the hustle to Google. The digital nomad that travels full-time, staying in Airbnbs and resorts that sponsor her podcasts and videos. Welcome, Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been a great to come back on this series again.
Awesome. I love it. So I know you're going to be sharing some information with us in just a moment, but you're able to work from anywhere. You've created that kind of business. That's who we get to be talking to today, the woman who creates that.
Yeah, exactly. It's not easy, but it's super fun.
I love it. Fun is much needed in this business. You know, sometimes we work a little too hard, so it's great to bring some fun into it. So tell me a little bit. I know we talked briefly before we got recording. You're going to be talking about SEO today and giving us some clear strategies on how we can increase our SEO. And let's start with, what is SEO?
Yeah, so SEO is a search engine optimization, getting found on Google organically without paying for ads. And I think a lot in the mindset coaching kind of world, the self-development world, sometimes they lean on that maybe a little too much and not talk about real sales and strategy as much. And I just want to kind of merge those two things, because I'm very mindset focused, spiritually focused and all, but I still want to get leads the most logical way for my business. And I think others do too.
Awesome. So what are some strategy tips that we can start to implement?
Yeah, so one big shift that you can think about is that Google thinks of every single page as a standalone mini website. So for those starting out, for you to create a big, massive website, it doesn't really make sense, and it takes a lot of time and money and causes all sorts of procrastination. If Google's going to treat every single page as its own mini website, you can start to strategically edit and add to your pages to make them more effective on Google. And each page needs a single focus. You probably heard of all the keyword research and things that go into SEO, but that is really the focus. You need one word that people are searching Google, and we have tools that we know we can find out who's searching what on Google. And the page needs to be just about that one thing, or else Google's going to get confused. So that's two big shifts you can do. Think of each page as a standalone mini website, and think of each one page for just one keyword.
So can you give me an example of that, Erica?
Sure.
What would be, for a coach, for example, what would be a good way to set that up?
Yeah, so for Sorry, there's a little trouble with this, the delay and the sound here. For me, for example, I have a page that the keyword is digital nomad, and the whole page is basically revolving around the word digital nomad. I don't dive into mindset coaching or anything on that page. It's just about being a digital nomad and becoming a digital nomad. It's just a standalone page that has a call to action at the bottom. And that's really what another key would be too, is to make each page lead the potential client to do something, to join your list, to take an action, to book a call, to join your Instagram. Every page on your whole website, even your contact us page. If you go to my contact us page, it says, here's how you contact us, but while you're here, join my list. So every page, because if you think about it, when you search Google, what you get in return is not a bunch of websites. You get a bunch of pages. You get blog posts and Facebook posts, and you get a bunch of pages. You don't get ericaduran.co basically. Yeah.
That makes so much sense, because in the process of Sharina and I assembling this series, even I've been doing searches on Google for mindset, abundance, money coaches, things like that. And I honestly couldn't figure out, like, why am I getting someone's blog? Like, that's not what I'm looking for. And it would be a blog that would be about something completely different. And they might say somewhere in there, they interviewed an abundance coach, and that becomes part of the search. That makes so much sense. Thank you for clearing that up for me.
Yeah. And Google no longer, when they did one of their updates, they no longer let you basically choose your keyword. They read the page and decide what your keyword is. So that's why it's very tricky. We used to be able to tell Google, this page is about being a digital nomad. But now we can't tell Google that anymore. Now Google reads a page and decides for themselves. So you got to be really careful.
Sorry about the dogs. It's real life. This is what happens.
Yeah.
When you're a digital nomad and you take your dog everywhere, video too.
Yeah.
So where Google is actually picking this up, this is really critical, I think. How do we make sure we're setting the intent for what we mean the page to be tagged by, if that makes sense?
Yeah, so doing the keyword research is super important. You have to mention the word a lot in your page, but not, they call it keyword stuffing if you do it too much. So you want it to be readable to a human and not keep saying the same word over and over, because Google picks up on that. That's called keyword stuffing. But keyword research is just so important, and we have kind of a different way of doing it, because a lot of SEO companies are doing it how they did it back in 2006, and those strategies aren't working anymore, but they're still selling it and they're still gladly taking your money for it.
Wow.
But those ways aren't really working anymore. And another thing with the with all these website builders like Squarespace and GoDaddy and WordPress, these platforms are wonderful because now anyone that can read can basically build their own website, which is lovely, but it's not great for SEO, because in order to make it easy for normal people to build websites, they have to load it with so much code that Google doesn't like all that clutter, basically. And so that's another thing. That's why we've moved our SEO completely off of any type of WordPress or Squarespace or GoDaddy or anything like that.
So where do you have it set up then?
We have it in a just strict HTML. It's a platform we built. Wow. That's just strict in HTML that goes right to the point. There's no clutter at all. There's no DIY at all.
So I'm noticing a theme, and it sounds like it goes with the SEO information that we're talking about. You are a minimalist, so right. A digital nomad, and minimize what we do on our pages don't overwhelm the person, correct?
Yeah, you don't want to overwhelm the person and you don't want to overwhelm Google. So it's the same thing. And, you know, I don't know if you knew, I used to be a professional organizer. So I used to declutter people for a living and now I'm decluttering, you know, code. So it's pretty funny.
That's awesome. And if you would for a moment, this is perfect because we're talking about increasing flow. Like, what is one digital thing besides this SEO that we can declutter that will increase the flow in our business? Because let's just increase the flow everywhere.
Yeah. Well, there is a lot of electronic clutter for sure. And I love finding platforms that take the place of like five other platforms. So for example, I'm testing a platform right now called expertise.tv. They reached out to me to test. It's literally going to take away five other apps I have to use. So that's one way. And the biggest thing I could tell people too is take the extra second and unsubscribe from things that aren't adding to your life. Like, take the extra set. Don't just delete the email. Take the extra second and unsubscribe, which probably not a good thing to say on a video summit. But
well, you want to. You said it perfectly, though, Erica. You want to delete the things that aren't working for you, that don't add right. to your life. These all are adding to our lives because we're learning how to increase flow. So that's perfect. I
love it. Right.
So thank you. I love these tips for SEO. And I know that's actually more about what you're giving in your free gift. So would you share a little bit about your 30-point game-changing SEO checklist? I love that.
Yeah. So it's a checklist and a booklet. It's also a video training as well that people can opt in for. It's about an hour-long video training that goes more in depth of Google and how it changed since 2006 and how I personally have stopped all kinds of hustle and just let Google do its thing for me. I think that's probably how you found me even is through Google. So it's a checklist and a video, and I hope people get some value out of that.
I'm certain they will. So I have one question I love to ask people, like, what is one thing you're grateful for today, Erica?
Grateful today. Well, I haven't said this publicly, but just this past week, my company, Googlebait and Erica Duran International, have actually crossed the 7-figure mark this week. So I haven't told anyone yet.
Well, thank you for letting me be the first to know.
You heard it here first.
That's amazing. Congratulations. That's outstanding. I was just reading just above the note that I have on your free gift. It said, Erica's brand and business are projected to cross the 7-figure mark. And we're recording this in mid-March. So that's outstanding. You were projecting that for sometime in 2019. So you did it in the first quarter. That's amazing. Yeah. That's the power of what you do and understanding SEO. So let's all get that checklist so we can start creating businesses that not only can bring us financial abundance and flow, but serve the people who we're meant to serve. We can't serve them if they can't find us. And it sounds like SEO, getting clarity on that, is the way for them to find us.
Yeah, if you think about it, you don't go to Facebook to buy something. You go to Facebook to meet with your friends and procrastinate on things you don't want to do. When you really want something, when you're ready to buy, when you're ready to make a change, you go to Google. And that's what we're basing this on.
I love it. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking the time with me today. I enjoyed chatting with you and hearing your little pop in the background. I have one too. And for all of you who are watching, stay tuned for the next installment of the Money Flow Masterclass series. It'll be coming in your inbox tomorrow. And give us some feedback. Let us know what you took away from this class with Erica. What was the one thing that you took away about SEO that's going to be something you're going to change in your business today? Because we're all about action steps here. Thank you so much for watching.
Thank you.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series? Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.